been reading up on ecological economics.
Ah.
It just got on my radar, even though I think it's been around for a while. But I bought this open source book. Obviously, I paid for it, even though the PDF is free, but I can't read on PDFs. But it's like a subsection of economics where the objective is healthy human populations, healthy environment, and justice. Sort of, how do you do economics while accounting for, you know, the health of the planet and the sustainability of the commodities? So it's a new endeavor for me, but
that is exactly what Bhutan is all about. Is it's all about preserving their environment for everyone and making it accessible for everyone in Bhutan, and that's partly why they're so happy.
Because they're working on it.
Yeah, together.
And is there an assumption of non-growth in that?
Yes, account? Well, actually, it caused me to then, I went down a rabbit hole today, I was learning about degrowth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a new concept for me, so I don't think I can speak to it articulately, but yes, like how do we, there is a need for degrowth in certain sectors, I guess. But that, like I said, that's a whole new world for me.
Okay.
But I was like on page 20 and they referred to degrowth, so I went to the index and I looked up degrowth and I was going through different pages to understand it, getting a little ahead of myself, but I'm really interested in that topic. Like, how do, you know, we do live in a capitalist society. We do exist within certain economic parameters, but we do need to consider the longevity of, you know, it's just like.
Well, that assumption of growth is our whole problem.
Right.
We're a finite planet.
Right. Well, that's right. I look back on my own education, and I wish I had studied economics. Like, it's like, how do I...
Well,
you can't exist in the sustainability and, you know, recently the Notes on America episode with their podcast with Kai Ryssdal re-aired an episode about the origins of, like, climate denial. And it basically comes down to a false juxtaposition between climate science and economics as... falsely juxtaposed, right? You have all these climate scientists who unanimously agree that there's a problem, and then you have like a random person who's like, but what about the economy? And there's just like, there's not an equivalency there. So now I'm trying to affect change economically with sustainability in mind, and it's like, I don't have the lingo, I don't have the tools. Like, I need to have studied economics, and it is a very interesting topic, but I thought it was awful until I became exposed to this whole entire, you know, there's an entire field, subfield within economics of people who understand these parameters that need to be imposed upon the field that are very real.